Welcome to episode 574 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. After Saul had reigned for 2 years over Israel, the Philistines mustered all their forces and came up and pitched their camp against Israel. Israelite soldiers also gathered together with their king in Gilgal. In those days, the Israelites would not go to any battle until the priest had made supplications to God for them by offering burnt and peace offerings to God. Samuel was the priest and prophet in those days, and he gave explicit instructions to Saul to wait for him for 7 days. But Saul struggled to wait for Samuel to come. He became restless and impatient. Having waited 6 days for the prophet to show up at Gilgal, early on the seventh day, he decided to take matters into his own hands. He saw that many of his soldiers were preparing to flee rather than fight, so he chose to offer a sacrifice on his own. Just as Saul finished the sacrifice, Samuel arrived and said in 1 Samuel 13 verse 13, "You have done a foolish thing. You have not kept the command the Lord your God gave you." Why was offering a sacrifice foolish? Because Saul had disobeyed a direct command from the prophet Samuel given in 1 Samuel 10 verse 8. "Go down ahead of me to Gilgal. I will surely come down to you to sacrifice burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, but you must wait 7 days until I come to you and tell you what you are to do." These 7 days were evidently to teach Saul patience and dependence upon God. He waited 7 days, but just barely. As soon as the week was up, he offered the sacrifice on his own, refusing to wait any longer for Samuel. In this presumptuous, impetuous act, Saul showed a number of weaknesses that disqualified him to be king, including impatience and self-reliance. His offering showed that he did not want to work with Samuel or obey God. Rather, he wanted to take control of the situation himself. The king was to follow the Lord's commands, yet Saul felt that he could do as he chose and thus made a foolish mistake. Another indirect reason that Saul's action was wrong is that Saul was not a priest or Levite. Thus, he could not legally offer a burnt offering or peace offering. Saul was of the tribe of Benjamin and was not to do the work of a priest. If Saul had waited a few more hours for Samuel, God would have established his kingdom over Israel forever. Impatience cost Saul an eternal dynasty. It robbed his descendants of the honor of being kings in Israel. What are you hoping for? A new house? A new car? A new job? A life partner? A financial breakthrough? An heir? A new direction in life? Has God told you to wait? Waiting on God is not only difficult, sometimes it seems impossible. We want things to happen in our own timing, according to our own plans. But God does not operate on our schedules. And if we expect that He will, we will be sorely disappointed. Waiting on God means going without answers to prayer, wondering why the wicked seem to prosper, and having desires delayed and hope deferred. God has a greater perspective of life's events, and His perspective, plans, and timing are perfect and holy because He is perfect and holy. The psalmist tells us so in Psalm 18, verse 30, that as for God, His way is perfect. If God's ways are perfect, then we can trust that whatever He does and whatever His timing is also perfect. When we grasp that fact, waiting on God is not only made less difficult, it may even become joyful. The promises of God are clear on this matter. In waiting on God, we find our strength renewed. But we are human, and we live in a fast-paced culture that demands everything now. That's one reason why waiting on God is difficult. Sometimes the prayers we lift up to the Lord are answered immediately, and that encourages us to further trust and grows our confidence. However, sometimes the Lord's answers are delayed. Over a period of time, the Lord tests our faith, and that's when we can really struggle. We may even start to wonder whether the Lord is really listening to our prayers, or even whether He cares about us. Waiting on God should not cause a believer to doubt or to worry. the Apostle Paul exhorts us to not be anxious about anything. The King James Version translates this as the command in Philippians 4 verse 6 to be careful for nothing. This means we are not to be full of care over anything. We should be mindful of nothing that might cause concern, except to bring it to God in prayer. Anxiety in the believer suggests a lack of faith, and that grieves the Lord. Waiting on God can keep us out of trouble. Abraham had God's promise of a son through whom the covenant would be fulfilled. Abraham and Sarah tried and waited, but they could have no child. Rather than continuing to wait on God and on his timing, they unwisely took matters into their own hands, and Ishmael was the result. And the negative fallout from that decision is still evident today in the ongoing conflicts between Jews and Muslims. One divine attribute that will enable us to patiently wait on God is his sovereignty. We can have complete confidence in his total, independent control over every creature, event, and circumstance at every moment in history. Subject to none, influenced by none, and absolutely independent, God does what he pleases, only as he pleases, and always as he pleases. Isaiah 46 verse 10, I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. Once we better understand God's sovereignty, coupled with his goodness, waiting for God to act becomes a matter of a child trusting in his father's faithfulness, sure of his father's strength. While I wait, I will worship, Lord, I'll worship your name. While I wait, I will trust you, Lord, I'll trust you all the same. Rebecca waited 20 years to give birth to Jacob and Esau. Joseph was in prison for 2 years after he interpreted the dreams of the chief butler and baker. He was sold into slavery when he was about 17, and he was 30 years of age when he became vice regent to the Pharaoh. Moses waited 40 years to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. He fled Egypt and wasn't called back to lead his people until he was in his 80s. Though they were faithful, Caleb and Joshua had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years before they were permitted to take possession of the promised land. David waited 15 years to be king. Jesus waited until 30 to begin his public ministry. Psalm 33 verse 20, we wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Waiting on God is never easy, but we wait in the knowledge that God knows our situation. He cares for our needs, and he is good to the end. Solomon writes in Proverbs 13 verse 12 that hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. We wait in hope. Just like Job waited in hope through his losses and his suffering, the wait is ultimately worthwhile. Father, we repent of hastiness or impatience in our decisions and actions. Teach us to wait and help us daily to manifest increasingly the fruit of patience you are producing in our born-again spirits. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.